As I was sitting there on the front pew, I was thinking, man, how do I go after something like that? Man, that's awesome. I think we could all take something away from the gift this morning, and not just, like you said, not just celebrate it this morning, but each and every day. Each and every day. Don't just single a day out just to celebrate it, and then, hey, come Monday, we just leave it there, and, hey, it's still the same. Don't just do that. Hey, let's go out and spread it. As I was sitting there, I was thinking, man, what an honor. What an honor it is to stand behind two great men of God and just to stand up here behind this sacred desk and to utter the goodness of God. But if you've got your Bible, I'm going to ask you to stand again. You know, I thought about it on the front pew. I said, well, do we just keep getting them to stand? Yeah, because guess what? And whenever the ball game's going on and somebody hits a good makes a goal or does something, guess what? Yay! Hey! Yeah, you do a wave. What about it? Yeah. But if you've got your Bibles, it's good to smile at the Lord's house. Go to Matthew chapter 1. I will read several verses of Scripture. We'll just read 18. Start on 18. And y'all a good-looking crowd this morning. Everybody's got on red. Everybody looks Christmassy. Sorry, I didn't. I just had to get a burgundy tie because I rode out there to Belk's and looked at them ties, and they wanted $50 for them, and I said, nope, not today. Not one that's just got snowflakes on it. I ain't doing it. But the Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, it says, now the birth of Jesus was on the wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, was not willing to make her a public example. He was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Just for a couple minutes this morning, I just want to preach on the thought on the reason for the season. Yeah. On the reason for the season. Let's pray. Kind Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. God, I just thank you, Lord, for being so good to us, Lord, and just God, just allowing me just the opportunity, God, just to step behind your sacred desk. God, thank you for allowing us the opportunity to come to your house this morning. God, to go out and to get in our cars and to drive here this morning. God, to put on these nice warm clothes that you provided for us, God. And God, just to come, God, and I pray that we came here to worship you this morning. Father, we love you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So as I said, sat and pondered this scripture, I thought about, you know, what could I say? What are some things that I could give people like that? This is nothing new. There's nothing new that I'm going to be able to tell you that you don't already know. Yes, this day is the day that we celebrate the birth of a Savior.
Yeah.
This is the day that we come together to worship a Savior that was born for us. But I thought about something as I began to read. The Lord kind of began to deal with me just on this scripture. If you would, if you look in verse 21 in that scripture, the Bible says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Then after that pause, it says, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Amen.
For he shall save it. thought about the reason for the season. You hear that all the time, Brother Robert, and we hear about the reason for the season, the reason for the season. Well, the season is the birth of Christ, the birth of a Savior. So when I say season, I want you to think about the birth of a Savior. And I've just got one point. I've just got one point this morning. I'm not going to be a little long-winded and have all these points in a row this morning. But I want you to know this, that there wasn't but one reason, Brother Tony, that the Savior came. There wasn't but one reason. He didn't come for the lights. He didn't come for the Christmas trees. He didn't come for the presents that are up under the tree. Mind you, they have. He didn't come for this beautiful centerpiece we have here, this beautiful tree. He didn't come for none of that. As I look around, I don't know the count. Brother, you got the count back there? Anybody got a count on how many? No? I say, do what? 175? I look around, and guess what I see? I see 175 reasons for the birth of Christ. I see 175 reasons. You see, he didn't come this morning. The Bible says, and she shall bring forth the son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Notice those letters are all caps. All caps. For he shall save his people from the sins. You see, it gets personal with you. This morning, there's close to 175 of us here this morning, and he comes for you. He come for me. Luke chapter 2 verse 11, it says, for unto you, Brother David, unto you, Brother David. He didn't say it says unto you, Brother Robert. The child is born for unto you. It gets personal. It gets personal. You see, he wouldn't have came if we wouldn't have been here. Think about it. He wouldn't have came to this earth. He wouldn't have had to come be born of the lowliest of lows. You see, whenever the wise men come, they were looking for him to be in the palace or in the kingdom where all of these, the greats were. But see, he was in a manger. When they found him, he was in a house. But I thought about how he wouldn't have came if we wouldn't have been here. Wow, it's so simple, but yet it has such weight to it. Whenever I say it, is if we wasn't here, the baby wouldn't have came. You see, and I also believe that on that day, that whenever Jesus Christ was born in that manger, hey, Brother Preacher Thad, he held the same weight as he did on that day on Calvary when he walked that cross onto that hill and was nailed to that cross. He held the same weight in that manger as he did on the cross for Calvary. The Bible says that he came to save his people from their sins. He didn't come to save the deacon, Robert Lloyd.
Amen.
See, he didn't come to save the deacon, Tony, the deacon, Skip, and David, Preacher Tim, Preacher Thad. He didn't come to save us that got saved. He didn't come to save us that's sitting in here that's saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb. He didn't come for that reason. You see, he come for the Trevor Banks that used to live out in the world, that everybody still talks about. I had a friend that I worked with, and he said, he seen me for the first time, and he said, you Trevor Banks? I said, yeah. He said, you ain't what I thought you was going to be. Because he had known about me before I found Jesus. You see, that's what happens. Jesus came to save his people from their sins, and that's it. He didn't come for no other reason. It wasn't for the showboat or try to take this over or that over. He come to save his people from their sins, to save that which was lost. That's the only reason. If I could give you just one thing this morning, and I'm done. Hey, I think I about got 6 minutes out of that one. But if I could tell you something this morning, I know we tend to put Jesus Christ as the center. He is the center of the day.
Amen.
Never forget to ever forget that the only reason that he came this morning, the only reason that he came on this day that we celebrate, Evan Flynn, is for you.
Amen.
Alyssa is for you.
Amen.
It's for you.
Amen.
He come for us. Amen. I love you this morning, Amen. Church.